Welcome back to Crusade Radio. This is Larry Lassiter, pastor of the Crusade Church, and I'm your host for this part of the program today. We're talking about miracles, and we're just allowing some of the members of our church and people we know give testimony of how God worked in their lives. And we have with us today a member of our church, Gerald Jewell. Gerald, good to have you with us today.
Good to be here, Pastor Larry. How are you today?
I'm all right. Good. And you know, you have kind of a little bit of an unusual testimony. Most of the time it's someone that was anointed for a healing and they got healed, or maybe they, you know, had a financial blessing. But you have a different type of testimony, and it involves a black widow spider, as I understand. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. That's what happened.
And you know, the Bible says that, you know, we will not be hurt by any deadly thing. And we see the realization of that in this testimony right here. So how did that come about?
Well, Pastor, one day I had went through some old boxes in my house, and I'd cleaned them out, and I put stuff up, and I still had some stuff that I was going to take outside. Well, I just left them over in the corner because it was late, and I figured I'd take them out the next morning. Well, the next morning I was getting ready for services, and I put my pants on, and it felt like a needle went in the back of my calf. And I was pulling up my pant leg trying to figure out what had happened, you know. I thought there might be something sharp in my pant leg.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I hadn't figured out what it was, but there was a little red dot about the size of a BB almost.
Wow.
It was a big one, and I thought, man, what is that, you know?
This is on your leg?
It's on the back of my calf, yeah.
That's the place that you had felt the prick.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
So by this time, you're probably thinking you were bit or stung by something?
That's what I was thinking. So I went to looking around, and I didn't find anything. But about the time I was about ready to give up, a black widow crawled across my chest, and it was a big one too,
man.
And I was like, I knew what happened then, you know.
That's right.
And the scripture that you mentioned before, you know, came to mind. You know, if we're bit by any deadly thing, then it won't hurt us,
amen.
You know, because, you know, we got that protection.
And, you know, the obvious thing was the scripture that comes to my mind is when the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked there on the island of Malta.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they were cold and wet, and he was gathering wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gathered up a bundle of wood there, and there was a poisonous snake in there, and it just clamped down on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get excited. He just shook it off and into the fire.
Yes, sir, it did. Everybody thought he was going to fall over dead any minute. Because
everybody was looking with it.
There was.
And they thought that, well, you know, this guy's going to fall dead. He's a dead man walking. He don't know it.
Yep, that's what everybody was thinking, but he believed, you know, and he said Jesus came in, you know, Matthew chapter 9, I believe it is. You know, there was a time or two somebody came for him to heal him, and they come up and acted in faith, and they talked to him afterwards after they had done got their healing, and he told them, be it unto you according to your faith.
Amen.
So if your faith is big enough, and if it's based on the gospel that we have today in the Bible, I like to call it the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Amen.
Kind of spells out that, and it's true, you know, this is only a temporary place for us to get ready to meet the Lord.
The Bible says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
It certainly does. So I trusted that the Lord was going to take care of that black widow bite. I didn't have a way to get to town, and I didn't even worry about it. And I killed a black widow, and I just went ahead and got ready to come to church. And I had a little sensation, you know, like I think it was just to let me know what it could have actually been like. I had some symptoms of it where my leg would cramp, and then it would go away, and it would move to different parts of my body. But it wasn't much. It was just about a day, and that was over with, you know.
Amen.
So,
you know, it doesn't take much faith. When you think about it, Jesus said that, you know, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it will happen.
That's right.
And some people think, well, you know, I don't have any faith. But, you know, the Bible says that God has given every man a measure of faith. I think that's Romans chapter 12 where Paul had said that.
I believe it is.
You know, where God has given every person a measure of faith. Now, I don't know how what a measure is, but I think a measure is probably bigger than one mustard seed.
I believe it is. I would think so, too.
But, you know, it reminds me of when the disciples and Jesus, you know, Jesus said, let's get in the boat and let's go across to the other side. And then he just laid down back there in the back of the boat with sleep. The storm came upon the boat and the sea there, and it looked as if the boat was going to sink. And they came to Jesus and they just said, do you not know what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, we're about to drown and you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got up and he said, peace, be still. And they were all amazed, right, you know, that he was able to just say that. And the actual wind, mm-hmm, obeyed him.
That's right.
And they said, what manner of man is this?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus answered two questions. I think it's very important for us to consider what he said and to learn from it. And he said to his disciples, he said, why did you fear?
That's right.
And where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't ask, why didn't you have any faith? He right. said, where is it?
Yeah.
In other words, why didn't you use it?
Yes.
You know.
I know what you,
you
mean.
You know, faith is only as good as if you're willing to use it.
That's right.
And so, we, you know, fear is a choice. We don't have to fear. And we can exercise the faith. The devil will tell us that, you know, may tell us that we're unworthy to be healed. The devil may tell us that, well, you know, God did provide healing, but you don't have enough faith to receive that healing. We do have enough faith.
Yes, we do.
God has given each man enough faith to be healed. Now, we may not all have enough faith to do all types of miracles. You know, that may need to be developed with time, and we grow in the knowledge and the grace and the faith of God, but we have enough faith to receive healing.
Yes, sir, and we do.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony. Thank you for being with us here on Crusade Radio, Gerald.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mr. Pastor.
All right, God bless you. And for all of you out there in Radio Land and who are listening through the internet, we love you and understand that God loves you and that there's a blessing waiting for you if you'll just receive it by faith.
Amen.